my hooking for is bass fishing.
But how do you fix your fish?
We like them fried. And we are, I broil some. Have you ever had broiled fish?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the lemon juice? No.
It's good.
It is good. And but we, my entire family prefers them just fried with the hush puppies and the green and the onions and all the trimmings.
What's the hard shell thing that has its back and legs go into the shell? And some people make soup out of this.
Turtle.
Have you ever eaten any
no,
of that?
No, I haven't. I don't think I would if I knew what I was eating.
What about a very large land turtle? It lives on dry land. It can be huge.
They're called terrapins, aren't they?
Yes. What about something that you find in a freshwater stream? It looks like a lobster. It's got claws, and when you turn it over on a rock, it swims backwards. It looks sort of like a lobster, but it's not. It swims.
I really don't know.
Sometimes they make pie out of it in Louisiana.
Oh, really? I don't think I've ever heard of these.
How about the small fantail sea animal that you like to fry and eat also? What about a very large, maybe breaded and it,
Oh, shrimp. Oh, yes, we love shrimp.
What other kinds of seafood do you like?
Well, scallops and shrimp. Most any kind of seafood we enjoy.
Do you have a lot of pests, flying pests around here?
Well,
insects?
Yes, mosquitoes. Are really prevalent here in the state of Georgia. Yes, mosquitoes and but the further south Georgia you go, the gnats are terrible. We don't bother with them right here in the central part of Georgia. But we do have the flies, which are.
What kind of fly sometimes gets into your clothes in the house and it flies around?
Moth.
Have you ever heard them called by any other name?
No, I think we've always referred to them as moth.
The things that get into your wool clothes. And also, would you have another kind of fly that's outside that you would call a moth? Something that flies around, that, I mean, you wouldn't think of it as being in your clothes closet, but a bigger
cocoon type moth, I guess.
What about the little things that light up at night?
Uh-huh.
What would you call them?
Fireflies or something else we call them besides fireflies. Lightning birds.
What things that has a long, thin-bodied insect, and it's a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers over the ground in places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. It eats mosquitoes.
I know what you're talking about, Lois, but I cannot remember the name of those things.
You see them around ponds.
Yeah.
His thin.
Yeah,
wings.
The real thin body and the thin wings too. Oh, I can't think of them.
They're large.
Are they type of moth too?
Well, have you ever heard of a dragonfly?
That's right. That's it. Dragonfly.
Or would you call it something else?
Yeah, dragonfly. That's it. But I just couldn't remember at the time you asked. Dragonflies. That's true.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Well, there's the bumblebee and the wasp. And I don't know if we have dirt daubers, we call them, but I don't know if they actually sting or not. And there's the yellow jacket.
What about
the hornets?
What about a small insect that you might get when you go fishing or out in the woods somewhere and it gets burrows down in your skin?
Ooh, red bugs. Or some people refer to them as chiggers.
How about the animal that, or the insect that is green, sometimes brown, and you might use this to fish with, and it moves.
Grasshoppers.
Uh-huh. And hops.
Sure.